I lifted my eyes. The captain was studying me with great intensity. In a flash, I recollected a time when my much-loved brother broke a rare vase, and I, out of a high sense of duty, told on him, despite what I knew would be my father's certain fury. "I was fetching a needle for Mr. Ewing," I got out. "A needle," he returned, somewhat deflated. Then he asked, "Where did you find it?"
"In the forecastle."
"The forecastle?" he echoed, trying to prime my tongue. "Is it your habit to frequent that place, Miss Doyle?"
"Never before, sir."
"What happened when you went there?"
I saw a pistol."
"Did you?"
I nodded.
"Where exactly?"
I glanced around. Mr. Hollybrass's normally red face had gone to the pallor of wet salt, whereas the captain was suddenly flushed with excitement. "Must I say, sir?"
"Of course you must, Miss Doyle. Where did you see the pistol?"
"In Mr. Ewing's chest, sir."
"Mr. Ewing's chest," the captain repeated, exchanging a glance with the first mate as if to affirm something. Then the captain turned back to me. "Anything else?"
I bit my lip.
"There is more, isn't there?" he said.
"Yes, sir."
"Out with it."
I could not speak.
"A what, Miss Doyle?"
"A round robin."
Now it was the captain who gasped. "A round robin?" he exclaimed. "Are you quite sure?"
"Just as you showed me, sir. I'm certain of it."
"Describe it."
"I did."
"And there were names written in, were there?"
"And marks, yes, sir."
"How many?"
"I'm not certain. Perhaps 5, 6.
"Six!" the captain shouted with a darting glance at Mr. Hollybrass. "I wonder it's not 9. Could you see whose names they were?"
"No, sir."
"I'm not certain I believe you," he snapped.
"It's true," I cried. And to prove my honesty, I hurriedly gave him an account of my experiences in the top cargo, as well as my conclusion that the ship carried a stowaway. By the time I was done, he was seething.
"Why the devil did you not tell me before?" he demanded.
"I didn't trust my own senses, sir."
"After all I have done for..."
He failed to finish the sentence.
Instead, he growled, "So be it," and said no more before turning from me and pacing away, leaving both Mr. Hollybrass and me to watch. "Mr. Hollybrass," he said finally.
"Sir?"
"Call all hands."
"Sir, what do you intend to do?"
"I intend to crush this mutiny before it starts."